Cup boys, come out to play, yay. Red Cup boys, come out to play, yay.
The Red Cup boys. The Red Cup boys.
Yo, it's E-Mitch, and we're back with another episode of the Red Cup Boys. March Madness, swipe up, let's get it episode. March Madness is gone right now, and a lot of people's brackets, there are zero perfect brackets out of the 22 million that were submitted after Yale whips some ass today.
Everybody's busted.
Everybody's busted. So we got a threesome in the house. Of course, I said my name. I'm E-Mitch.
E-Mitch has exactly what we're looking for.
You motherfucking right.
Ooh.
I made the sound like Kendrick. I'm going to be hitting people with that shit all the time.
Ooh.
He went in on them.
He did. He didn't have to do that. But there's we have a special guest.
Three. He said there's no big three, just big me.
Big me. Like, whoa, okay. You don't have to get Drake, man. He went after both light-skinned people. You don't do that shit.
He did. Sometimes that's what happens, man. Y'all come after us every about 10 years or so. Y'all wow. come after come us, on. Man.
Come on, man.
We expect it.
No one ever went after. Well, actually, I was going to say no one went after Albie Shore, but guess what?
They said
Diddy went after him. So I don't know.
Yeah. Try to blow his booty.
Might have went after him more ways than one.
Real.
Whoa. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
got to watch how you niggas be hitting them high notes, man.
Amen. Coming off the top rope, we got our brother. Amen. We grew up with this guy. Colorado alum himself. We got Kiko in the building.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It is you.
It is you. What's happening,
I
Kiko?
It is I.
We here. Just to make it nice and neat.
Wow.
Who's next?
And then we got Suge out here. Hey, he's surviving all the hits for the light skins. Like, yeah, you know, doing everything. Is Russ Wilson, is he light skinned? Do you consider him light skinned?
Nah, man. I call him like Polynesian or something.
Oh, come on, man.
He kind of looked a little different.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, everybody, we got Suge in the building. What's happening, Suge?
And he light skinned for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely light skinned. And I'm glad that nigga is out of here, boy. Woo! Oh my God, man. I can't believe it, baby. Russell Wilson is gone. Life can go on.
And he took a loss leaving too. I think he lost about 3.5 on his crib.
Yeah. But he made it back on the Broncos, so he's all right.
For real.
Man.
We paying him. Shit, we gonna pay him for a couple years.
For real.
No, just the season, right? The money's just
for two. Even though he's off the books, they still gonna be like, damn, man. We still about 38 million light.
Yeah, for real.
You gonna say that too after he go to the Super Bowl with Pittsburgh this year?
Oh, was
that the bet?
I'll throw it out there. Anybody want to take it?
Yeah, and he's still a nation, people.
Hey,
y'all think you're going to the bowl? Come holler at me.
Yeah, wait, does he have to be a starter or just on the team?
No, he has to be a starter.
Or he has to be playing.
Okay. He has to be playing.
Yeah.
If there any Steeler fans out there who think y'all going somewhere with Russell Wilson, come holler at your boy.
Oh, let's have come a conversation. On, man. Hey, I actually think they got a chance. He's starting. Hey, the coach said he's starting. And the shit I'm reading is after this year, if he performs, they might sign him to a multi-year deal. And I said, whoa.
Yeah, multi is like just 2 years, though, for him. So.
Yeah, that's true. But if Kirk Cousins can rack up like he has been, whoa. Look at his pocketbook, Kirk Cousins himself.
Not if this Broncos GM somehow goes over to the Steelers, man. I'm sure he can get another bag.
No, it sounds like he's just staying. He's sticking around. I don't know how. If anyone knows how to save your job and be bad at it, is that's GM right there.
For real. And Russell Wilson is like a cockroach.
Ouch.
Wow.
Cockroach.
Man, you,
good luck.
You going hard on him, huh?
Yeah. Let's weld out there, Steeler Nation. Let's weld.
Good Jesus, Lordy. All right, well, hey, we have a good episode for you. As you can tell, we are off and running, talking about all kind of topics. And those topics weren't even on our docket to talk about today. So, Suge, what are we talking about today? And then you can get to this Red Cup news.
is we always going to hit you, man. We're going to give you that top sports news of the week. Coming out with them busted brackets. I know anybody on here, if you're going to say you're, oh, I got a perfect tournament bracket, you didn't enter it nowhere.
And it don't count. I guess for that reason, I got a perfect one too then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You can't color it in as it goes. Talking about, I know some people like that though. They'd be like, yeah, I have all these games. I had all these ones picked. No, you did not.
No, you did not.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about busted brackets in the tournament. There's been some great games so far. I will say that for sure. NFL draft and free agency. We'll talk about where your teams are. I know where my team is. Some bullshit. NBA roundup. Talk about the NBA teams for a minute. Barbershop topics. Weekly beats. We got some bangers for you. And then we're going to give out our final shout outs to wrap up the show. So on that note, let's hit him with that Red Cup news. Man, can you believe it? I don't know if y'all heard about this, man, but Ohtani, the pitcher now for the Dodgers, former Angel, his interpreter, now former interpreter, is being accused of taking $4.5 million in wire transfers. Can y'all believe that shit? And how can you explain someone having access to send wire transfers?
She. I mean, isn't this dude making about $700 million?
Oh, more than I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, it might be more than that.
I'm just wondering how he saw $4.5 million missing.
First off, you know they count that shit on an abacus, so they're watching everything.
For real.
For real. I'm telling you, they be watching. They watch their pennies every little bit. So don't fuck around.
We short over here.
For real. I just can't believe. I mean, I guess with all the money he made, maybe this interpreter thought that, oh, $4.5 million, he won't miss that. Or he'll be like, oh, that's okay. But it's never okay to steal, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not.
So.
Well, but you know, the thing that's crazier, though, right? All these people lately getting in trouble for trying to cover their gambling debts is what it really comes down to, right?
True.
So you find out wherever you have access, where your loophole is, and then you hit up your DraftKings and, you know, place your $4.5 million bets.
There was another story. So this one just started. So they're going to do an investigation and all that shit. But there's another story out there, too, that I read earlier today about the Timberwolves also had a staff member, like an employee. So I think he was more in the stats group, analytics, data, all that. He wasn't performing there. They moved him to be like to kind of help out with the coaching staff. Mm. Then all of a sudden he befriended one of the coaches, got into somewhere a situation where he was able to steal a hard drive, took that, and then they ended up figuring out he had it and they arrested him.
With it, probably.
Yeah.
What was he gonna do with the hard drive?
Oh, he had if I remember reading the thing right, it was the coach's financial information, like personal.
Oh,
they had player contracts on that hard drive, player information.
So what is he was going to sell the information?
I don't know what he's going to do with it.
Oh, shit.
They didn't get that far. They arrested him before he could really do anything with it. But
oh, yeah, I see this.
Yeah. Wild, man. That's a wild ass story.
Ex-analyst.
Yeah, analyst. But he was on he was doing one thing and they moved him to a different department because he was fucking up.
How do you not get fired the first time? If you fuck up in your job, you shouldn't be around. So I just don't get that.
I don't get that shit either. And especially at a low level like that.
For real.
I mean, but you know, they said this guy only got probation or something. So that's not, he'll be all right.
True, but then think about this. I mean, they could come after you from a civil standpoint too.
Well, what are you going to take from me? I don't have anything.
I know, but then.
That's why I was stealing from you. I don't have anything.
Oh, right. But then they could ban your ass. They could ban your ass from that whole profession though.
Okay.
They could continue to fuck up your bread.
Yeah, but
for sure. And they got the capital to make it happen too, right?
Yeah.
He'll just go work for the NFL. They'll hire him.
Nah. I think, you know, what's crazy about all this too, right? Because a lot of this ends up having to deal with, well, betting or gambling.
Yeah.
There's going to end up being that guy. Some kind of issue, or not issue, but I mean, you know, like they're like, what was it? All the Lions guys that got suspended last season for gambling on property or just whatever. And it's almost like the college folks, like, hey, I can't gamble for anything, but you guys are busy making money off of me.
Mm. True.
You know, like it's going to get to a place where they're going to have to cut a little bit of slack on all of that.
One way or another.
Or you can gamble during the season, but during the offseason, you can do whatever the hell you like. Like they're going to have to give them, you know, some kind of space to do what the rest of the country is doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. That dude that's coaching ain't going to be able to coach in the G League for sure.
There's not even going to be a G League.
No. Not anymore. Not going to work here anymore.
I mean, you really think, like, that's the next point of the topic to talk about, how the NIL forced the G League to fold. Do we really?
You buying that?
Yes.
Why?
I think it was a contributing factor. I don't think that was the only thing.
Well, no, I mean, but that wasn't the whole G League. That was just one team anyways, right?
Sure.
That's folding. But let's be real. I mean, I don't know what an average G League player makes. Let me look it up.
Oh, it's got to be like maybe 30 or it's under 100. It has to be.
Yeah. But maybe, how many of those players going to the G League? Like,
okay, so here it is. Minimum salary, right? So this is the word. This is the minimum. Is about $41,000.
Yeah. See,
for 50 games.
Yeah,
you can make more than that being a greeter at Walmart.
Like maybe 3 games a week, 2 games a week.
Whoa, wait. What did you just say?
You can make more than that being a greeter at Walmart. No, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
No, you cannot.
No, 40,000.
Well, Eric. But the thing is, this is maybe for like 25.
You better be there all the time.
25 weeks.
25 weeks.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I did. If it's for the year. If we said, if we compared it for the year and you're like that, hey man, why did you think Tatum Bell went and worked at fucking T-Mobile when he got
that's
cut from the
story?
Board? I'm just saying.
When you can't afford your lifestyle, you still got to keep a roof over your head, man. You gotta go do what you gotta do to keep a roof over your head.
I'm just saying.
Tatum Bell.
But no, I mean, so like we're saying, let's just say that's average salary. So let's just say $100,000 for the season.
Okay.
Right? Well, I mean, so now if you're a college person, you can play, 7 years, 8 years in college and make $1 million a year?
100%.
That's the thing. Like, and get it. And you can probably get a doctorate, too, on your way out.
It's super crazy.
If your grades is right.
I think it's kind of crazy, though, because you have all these older, like, most guys that are now going to the league, unless you're special now, in all sports, really, except for baseball, but like basketball and football from college, they could be 26 years old. Mm-hmm. So their career in whatever sport.
And leave with a substantial amount of money.
For real. Yep. But you got to be special. Like the kid the other day at Oakland that shot 10 threes and made those 10 threes and killed Kentucky.
He's not special. He was only special yesterday.
Yeah, but exactly. but that put him in a conversation. Like,
like they said his path that place was 6 years, you know, along the way.
His hairline showed that, yes. But the problem is that there will be a NBA like front office person will be like, oh, we'll pick him up and give him a check because he can come out here and shoot threes. So I mean,
someone will take a chance on. I tell you,
it happens when you and then in the same game you look at Kentucky, Coach Cal is like, hey. I bring in all these top freshmen and shit to play and stuff like that. But when you have old niggas playing hoop against young niggas, the old niggas are going to win if they're just as athletic. I'm sorry. The experience and everything like that. And that's how they got beat.
I mean, but to your point, though, well, to your point, right? I mean, it still kind of goes the same way. And this is where I think salaries, both in NBA and NFL, are about to have to figure out, like, it's going to explode. Because I mean, wasn't it our boy Shadir was making more than Brock?
For real.
You know, right. Just to hang out online at home and go to school and then have a fleet of cars where Brock is still with roommates. and starting quarterback in the NFL.
I really think.
Why would you want to rush into the NFL, you know, when you can just sit back and, you know, still enjoy college life, no responsibilities?
I think he's missing out on not going to class and shit. Both, all of them that are just basically going online.
What is
he
missing? What is it that he's missing?
Man, we had – well, I mean, we did miss a lot of
class. We had a different kind of schooling then. But he's not missing nothing because this kind of money wasn't around when we were in school.
That is true. Well, we missed class anyway. We should have been online. I probably would have had better grades.
But, I mean, I think he has somebody. Well, let me not say nothing, but yeah.
You know the drill.
Shout out to him.
I don't know who might listen to this. So nah, keep doing you, Shadir. Just keep doing you.
Shout out to the NIL money. I mean, all these people I saw today, Travis Hunter bought his mom a house and stuff. That's in college. They buying houses and shit.
That's what I'm saying. So you don't have to wait to be drafted now, right? Sure. You don't have to wait to see if your name's going to get called.
Well, sure. I think that leads me to another question then. Do you see the college game getting better because maybe some of these kids, and that's what I want to see.
Yes. Yeah. I like this whole step up into like the NFL or NBA to like mature your play or whatever. I don't think there's not going to be a whole lot of one and dones unless you're guaranteed like a top five pick.
Right.
Like in either sport, you know, unless like if your money's guaranteed, then you're going to be out. Right. But the really same thing, you can make that money to stick behind.
Right. And you really want to be in the NFL. Like if that's your dream and you don't even want to risk anything, I get why some cats will leave. But if you're getting money. Even let's say this, man, like if I, you know what, and our listeners out there, man, if you know of NIL commercials that are out there of these athletes, send them to us, man. We want to see this shit.
You haven't seen like the Wendy's stuff?
No, I have.
I've seen that. Oh, yeah.
I've seen all those. KFC. I'm saying there's gotta be shit that's local. There's gotta be.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Like a little local car dealership or whatever. Yeah.
All our listeners out there, send us that shit. We want to see it. And, you know, tell us what you think about this whole situation about the NIL deals and what about these athletes? Let us know what y'all think about it. But I do think that the sports will get better. And I definitely think there's more money in the football than there is the basketball.
Sure.
For college?
Yeah. Yeah.
So actually, this is a good question. This is something that you guys didn't put on here, right? But or maybe I talked about it last week. But didn't the college playoffs and schools just agree to like a $5.8 or $6 billion deal?
Oh, ESPN?
To hold the college playoffs deal?
Yeah, they did.
So like now, how much does the tournament, is the March Madness worth?
Oh, a lot more.
So that would just be just this time of year. Mm-hmm. So, but as far as throughout the course of the season,
yeah,
college football certainly brings in much more revenue-wise.
Yeah,
throughout the season.
I think if you're talking about the college football playoff in the NCAA tournament, which one brings in more money?
Then there's six more weeks of this, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it can't even be close.
Well,
soon enough, though, college football will end up like this.
Correct, because it's already going to be there. What we got? Yeah. 12 teams this year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying they're gonna continue to add on where they're just like, well, who cares? Everybody just come play.
Put all these bowls in a bracket formation. All these kids can rack up week to week, get a PlayStation package 1 week, get leather coats the next week, do all that shit until you get to the title, and you get some kind of money every time from these companies.
Yeah, every week along the way, you're getting a little bit of bread.
Yeah, why not?
And who knows? I was talking to someone about this not too long ago. Let's just say, what's the golf deal that Saudi Arabia live, right?
Oh, live?
Live, yeah.
Live, yeah. So say that somebody like that come in and technically buy out, you know, college football or basketball, like college sports. Mm. Just basically saying every student athlete, here's your NIL.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm not trying to – I don't think that would happen. I don't think this country would let that happen. One, and for two, yes, I just don't. And for two, I think the NCAA, they would have to give up everything. You know what I mean? It just couldn't be one sport or another. They would have to cover. So if they did, for some reason, get into some kind of crazy deal like that, they'd have to take everything.
This is my thing.
Well, but look, what is it? Notre Dame, right? They're independent from everybody. So they kind of do their own shit however they like.
Exactly.
They're the only one, though.
Yeah, but if
every school started getting somebody from outside to sponsor their sports and their NIL deals, who's to say that it doesn't now go to the highest bidder? Kashu, me, like you said, I might go re-enroll if I can go, you know, like you were saying, get whatever kind of dollars at whatever school was willing to take me.
Got 3.5 years left, motherfucker. I got eligibility left, baby.
I'm
maybe having massage chairs out on the field. So
I'm gonna need every bit of it.
I am not doing that. Fuck that.
Okay, wait, but you were willing to take a body shot from Tyson?
That's only one punch.
10 mil, shot?
I'll take one hit for a mil.
I don't know if I. That's one shot for that check.
Hey, if they offered you $500K to run around on the football field, you wouldn't do it.
Oh, I'm gonna be practicing. I'll be running. I'll be sore for a while, but I'm gonna take it.
I mean, how many? So you're talking about we got to play? We just playing
12 games, 13 games, 12. Whatever it is.
You got to practice and everything.
Games. I'm not doing preseason, just the regular season games.
500K, I might be in just to mess around.
Yeah. And I don't need to
be out there one season, right? Just one season.
I'm
coming back. I drop out.
So if I'm going to take 500K, then I'm definitely taking 10 million to take a damn body shot.
That's fair.
For real. It's just one. Like, you got to be like, hey, we said one.
True. Yeah, you got to get them off of them.
Yeah. They got me, eat your kids. No.
Well, let's.
You want to jump to that one?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Talking about Mike anyway?
Yeah, let's do that. So Mike Tyson is taking on Jake Paul. And as we talked about earlier, is there an agreement? Is this going to be like a, you know, just like a sparring match? Or like, what are the rules of this? Because Mike Tyson almost killed Roy Jones Jr. a little while back in their little exhibition match. So if this is not exhibition... And Mike Tyson, if you're following him on any of his social media, how he's training, I think it might be day 8 or 9 right now where he's in training and stuff like that. Day 1 looks scary. So if he gets back into the shape at 50-something years of age and is able to box it that way, there's no way Jake Paul stands a chance.
No, and his experience, period.
I just don't know. Like, but could he be taking a dive?
I don't think there's enough money that you can get in. You can't get Mike Tyson to do that. I don't think he would mess his reputation up for that. Not for
He said. He said he was broke. He said he was broke. Give me $1 billion and I'll do it, or whatever he had said. Right. So
how could he be broke though? He had such a. I mean, broke. Earlier I know earlier, but he had such. Well,
we're just talking about this guy that just lost $4.5 million through an interpreter, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you got the wrong people, and
Bruno Mars and fucked up too. So,
well, Bruno's still singing. He'll go live in concert.
Yeah,
he that's true.
Mars be all right.
Might be singing with a broken arm pretty soon. I fell down the stairs, everybody.
I don't see this to be a real fight. Personally, because Tyson will kill the guy if it's a true fight.
Agreed.
Tyson will kill him.
There can't be some kind of special rules or
there's gonna be like maybe it's half the ring, you know. Tyson, you got to fight with your left hand or whatever, right? Like they're not gonna let him fight.
Agreed.
I don't see Tyson actually going down. I just don't like. I don't think he would do that for anybody.
No.
Well, we gonna see.
I'll find the fuck out.
When is that? That's in July or something?
I think, yeah, July, I think so.
I probably won't tune in. I'll wait to catch the clip someplace.
Yeah, it could be quick if it's just not an exhibition. It'll be all over Twitter and Instagram and shit, so.
Find your...
Oh, man. Sorry to go back, but they said that dude was an Uber driver even.
Find your best streaming service to watch that.
You're Oakland guy.
Oh.
Shit. Oh, really?
Or yeah, Uber or DoorDash. Wow. So
I guess he didn't do enough.
I guess not. It happens.
But again, you should have been back out there on the road. Put your light on.
Come on, man.
Yep.
It can't get in if you ain't got your light on, motherfucker.
Hey, you were talking about these young NBA cats. And how they're built different, and they had the AT&T commercial, or whatever. I think that was Christina Aguilera, right?
Yeah.
They were saying what a girl wants, what a girl needs, right? You're not taking bread if they want you to do a commercial to sing?
Yeah. Can we find another song, bro?
Oh, come
on. Oh, wait. Who's your homegirl that you don't like?
Brandy?
Brandy, yes.
Oh, I'm definitely not. I'm walking away from the deal, bro.
You're not going to sing I Want to Be Down? Like, you're going to be
I am walking away
at a dealership singing that shit in the front?
Just her, though. Just if you ask me to sing a Brandy song, I'm out, bro. I'm out.
You don't want that money, but you're willing to go get beat up by Tyson for money?
I would take two punches from Tyson rather than go.
Whoa, not me. I'm going to be singing some Lonely and Broken Hearted out in that motherfucker. Oh, singing it.
For real.
Her face is so flat. Like, I just.
Man, we ain't talking about all that.
You
don't
want to think about the bag? You worried about her still?
No, for real. It's not even worried about her. I just don't even like her music. You couldn't get me to do that. That's against me is who I am.
Have you never jumped on a terribly built or ugly chick in your life?
Well, I didn't. We didn't go there.
I'm just saying you were talking about her face being flat. Like it's the same thing.
If you stand on business, you stand on business.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But I stand on business and not wanting to sing no goddamn Brandy song. Hell no, man. Can't give me enough bread, dude.
Man, shout out to them young niggas out there from OKC getting their bread.
Hey, yeah, do your thing, man. Get your money. Because
y'all better get a singing coach.
Hey, they made their money, right? AT&T gave him a little bit of bread for that. So
free phone line for life, probably.
Incredible.
I would do that commercial in a heartbeat.
For real.
For a whole lot less than what they got.
Oh, you're gonna have to give me I would do it, but we're just gonna have to find it.
I mean, I wear the same Wilson's leather that they got on them.
Yeah, for what? Not Wilson's leather.
Yeah, I did mine still in the closet.
They're a little rough, man. Like, these new cats, man, they're different, man. I just don't see old school cats doing that.
But think about it, though. The endorsement thing is pretty new, like at this capacity, right? Where just anybody, they're going to put on a commercial to give them a little bit of money.
Hold on a minute.
Saying that same thing with NIL, right?
Shaq is in every commercial known to man. The general, well, I just saw that all kinds of shit.
Today.
That's wild.
He's not out there. He's doing shit that it's entertaining. It's for entertainment purposes. Like, these niggas over here trying to sing.
That's entertainment, though. That's somebody entertainment. Young right here is going to be like, oh, what was the song? They're going to Shazam it or whatever.
For real. Christina Aguilera is getting spins right now.
Watch how her sales skyrocket now.
For real.
Like bad. No, and am I fuck her sales up? No, I'm just playing.
But that too.
Y'all ever have bad? Y'all ever been in a bar and shit and all of a sudden they had like the karaoke thing came on? And you'd be like, God damn, nigga, it's time to go.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Every time I see that commercial, I'm like, damn, motherfucker, I got to turn the channel. That's.
But it's karaoke. It's meant to be bad.
I know.
So
that's what we should do on the next outing, karaoke night.
Oh, I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah, but we used to
hold on, but wait.
What was that? The Penny Beer Place.
Yeah, Knicks? The Knicks. And man, we had C-Pipes was up there singing and everything, serenading and everything. I remember that night.
Wow.
Shout out C-Pipes.
Maybe one of these days.
Potentially.
Yeah, that actually would be fun, and everyone has to sing, so everyone's going to be saucy.
Bring your one song.
Bring your one song, and I'm going to show up saucy.
One song only.
Yeah, it's going to be bad, but I'm going to be saucy, and I won't even care.
That's fair.
What else we got here? Oh, the NHL, the playoff preview is coming. Like, when did the NHL playoff start? Is it? It's in a few weeks?
In a few weeks, man. It'll be in April. So it'll be
right about the time NBA season in.
Okay, it looks like.
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say, man, this season you have, I mean, in the West, man, and all these, you know, there's, you got three, you know, basically there's three or four teams on top at each, in each, on each side of, you know, the conferences, man, that are, that can dominate, man. So it's gonna be great playoff action. That's all I was gonna say.
I agree. I mean, and shout out to the Avs.
About hockey, just the Avalanche always do damage. So yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah, they're out there doing damage. Shout out to them.
Yep, the Avs. You got teams like the Stars, Edmonton.
Fuck Dallas. Uber. Fuck Canada.
You got the Golden Knights. There's so many teams, man. The West is loaded.
Oh, wait. Golden Knights, they were the ones that were just like the expansion team out of Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they won last year, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's – these teams are loaded, man. And even on the East – You still got a, you know, you got a lot of teams.
Shout out to Shug, man. This guy's a true man. Give this guy a job.
For real, man.
I've been watching a lot of sports, man. For real, man.
Give this guy a job on ESPN.
For real.
I'll tell you one thing though.
Stephen Bay Smith.
Give it to me. Hey, but the Avs are
something. I can tell you this, your antics won't be put up with in that ESPN.
Oh, hell no. They're gonna have to put me with Pat McAfee.
Shit, I don't know. Shit, him and Stephen A. almost got into fisticuffs.
I think me and Stephen A. would probably get into fisticuffs too.
I think just about anybody that would sit across from Stephen A. is going to want to fight him at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something at that big ass forehead.
He winning sitting over there next to Molly.
Yeah, who said it? Who said, we can all win.
For real. What else we got? Oh, this dude had the nerve to put the Blue Bloods upsets here. Hey, there's only been one Blue Blood upset, really, the true Blue Bloods.
Well, but honestly, though, there's a lot of upsets, though, so far. I mean, everybody's going to think that their team got it.
I would say Auburn. That was one. Okay. I didn't think that was going to happen. Obviously, Kentucky.
But we're talking Blue Bloods. We'll get to the other niggas soon. But Kentucky is the only Blue Blood that lost. Duke just won. Carolina won, Kansas won. Those are the true Blue Bloods.
I don't think Kansas will go far. I think they will struggle.
They were one of the top teams at the beginning of the season. And
aren't they the top team every season?
For real. No. That's true. But this is the thing.
They have a lot of challenges this year.
Coach Cal.
Hey, but you know what, though? Eric does bring up a good point. Their portion of the bracket is not that tough.
At all.
Till they run into Houston.
Right. And Houston better be careful. Longwood might get on their back tonight.
Stop it.
Okay, I'm playing.
You're talking about H-Town, man. Nah.
But Houston has
Where the fuck is Longwood anyways? In fact, let me not say that because that's how this usually ends up, right?
Yeah, man.
But when you say it like that,
better watch out.
It start clouded.
Yeah, for real. And then they be on TV and like, hey, and matter of fact, you Red Cup boys, Longwood is here. Like, oh, shit. Okay, we don't want no problem. I'm sorry.
Man, I'm standing.
Gonna look and see where the fuck they at because I don't know nothing about them.
I ain't gonna stand.
Farmville, Virginia.
I ain't gonna stand in front of y'all niggas at all.
Longwood Lancers.
Yeah.
And I ain't standing in front of y'all motherfuckers at all.
Farmville.
Hey, put your hands up. Get from. Don't stand behind me.
Please. Get your hands out my pocket.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, that could take us into our barbershop topics. Of this week here,
yeah, we'll get into the NFL or we'll get into the draft here in a minute, but in the NBA we still got a couple weeks.
Yep,
so we'll get it, y'all, as we get closer to the playoffs.
For real,
I think the playoffs is pretty set already.
I don't.
You think so?
There's gonna be a lot of jockeying for position in the West.
Well, I mean, yeah, because everybody's just a half a game or so out. Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, I think, is going to be the shocker coming out the West this year.
And they won tonight. I think they beat who's they playing?
They're scary. And the team that has to
Cleveland?
The team you have to beat coming out the West are the Nuggets, right? Everyone knows the returning champs, Joker, and everything. New Orleans is a team I think matches up with the Nuggets. They're scary. Could be a great series if it happens.
They're tall, so that's the thing that they have a dude that can body up. I'm not saying he can play great defense, but he can body up the Joker.
He's thick.
Oh, wait, but how come you guys are discounting the guys that you said were just singing? Because they were singing?
Oh, no. Oklahoma City is good, but youth. They're young.
Because of their inexperience?
Yeah.
I think that catches up with you in the playoffs. Alexander.
I think it's a youthful league now.
These I know
veterans aren't really doing that.
That's fair.
Alexander can only do so much. So let's say, like for example, they would end up playing somebody like if they're going to be, they'd probably be the two or three. So they might end up playing somebody like
who's going to be two or three? Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it might be higher than that.
They're up on Denver two games or one or two games now, aren't they?
No, we're tied.
Who has a tougher schedule going down the road?
Because Thunder's been running that space for a minute. I think they're going to be the ones to keep it.
Okay, so let's say that they're even the one seed. Let's say they got to play the Lakers the first series.
Fuck the Lakers.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
You heard it here, Eric.
Come on, man.
I'm just going to say this. The OKC would not – they're not going to go in there and sweep the Lakers. That wouldn't happen. So there's a chance that the longer the series goes with the Lakers, the more problem that would be for a younger team.
That's sure. I mean, for anyone, right, that's a top three seed, three or four seed, the longer your series go, the more issues you're going to have.
Right.
Basically, giving that lower seed a more confidence.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're. Like I said, outside of Alexander, right? Mm-hmm. I think outside of him, he's the one that makes everything go. But who else on that team?
I mean, look, Chet's out there. I mean,
Chet,
got for real.
Are you scared of either one of those guys?
Am I scared?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not scared of any of these people.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying,
I mean, like I said, like I was telling my homeboy Taylor
from a defensive standpoint, you can hold those guys.
Just give me a quick two-way contract to just run up and down the court real quick. I mean, I'll go out there and shoot from half court. I mean, just not going to get to the three-point land, but I'll shoot.
That's what I'm saying. Like those guys don't strike any kind of like, oh man, we really got to pay attention to like. Alexander, yes, outside. Yeah,
but there's only a handful of people in the league.
But Jokic, he might be the only person on Denver that you'd be scared.
Correct.
To go up on.
That's it.
Okay, leave other cats.
The Lakers, AD might be the only one that you might be scared to go up. Yeah. Every team has that one.
Right, but what I'm saying is they LeBron. Don't even outside of that one. I'm not even scared of the one that they have.
Who?
Alexander is what he's saying. That
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even scared of that guy because I let him score because ain't nothing. If I could hold the rest of your team, don't do shit.
Yeah, but then Chet will get loose on you though.
Has he really gotten loose on anybody?
Yeah, he has. Yes, he's had a few games. I'm gonna tell you.
We'll find out. I'm really not a. To me, he's still suspect. I think he's just another dude in the league.
You are
special.
you.
But he's willing his team to the top.
You think Chet Holmgren is a special player in the NBA?
I didn't say special. I'm just saying. Hold on. There's only five or six.
I'm about to ask,
a handful of special players in the league. Joker is one of them.
We're just talking about the difference between G League and the league, right?
That's so what I'm saying. Chet Holmgren to me is another guy in the league. He's not even the third best dude on that team.
You have to account for him if you play him. Like your scouting report, you're reading about him. You
account for every starter in the league.
No, some of them are bums.
To me, until this dude does something more than complain and can play a full season, then maybe I'll be on board. But I ain't seen shit from that dude.
But so to correct your stat from earlier, they are a half a game up on Denver.
I said they're not like the half a game. It's not a game.
Hey, well, I mean, a half a game.
If the season ended today, they'd be number one.
And it wouldn't happen because we're going to end on a full game. We'll find out what happens. I don't even care.
Let me see who the fuck never got left.
Here's what I'm going to say. I don't even care about the – I just want to be
– You're lying. Y'all want the number one seed. Stop this shit.
And you had this conversation.
I know. And you know you want the number one seed.
I
want to
be in the top three. I don't even care what number it is. I just don't want to be outside the top
three. I want you a number one so you can play the Lakers.
Denver should win their next six – or should win their at least six of their remaining games.
Yeah, and we got – there was what? There was 15 the other day. So there's what?
Well, 13 games left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 12. So they'll win half of the remaining games.
They
could lose more if they sit people.
Do the Grizz have a chance to get into the playoffs at this point?
They got a chance.
Yesterday.
Okay.
They got a chance.
No, they were just eliminated. It's done.
Eliminated.
Oh, they're done?
Yeah.
I thought they had a chance.
They did. They've had plenty of chances. Oh, so I don't know. They've been losing.
Oh boy,
losing some of these games. Yeah, the
injuries, they should have been winning. The injuries ain't. It's just not. You can't get consistent, man. If you don't have.
Well, not when you have 48 different lineups.
For real.
Makes it tough. So, man.
That's a lot.
So I mean, the fact that they're finding ways to win whatever games they win is great. But
agreed.
And play competitive too, right? I mean.
When they're out there,
they took to overtime the other night that they should have actually won in regulation. But
sure.
Again, when they have a solid five, man, they out there with anybody.
Oh yeah. No, I mean next year will be interesting, but that's next year. So we'll wait to see what happened this year with the rest of these people. But
I agree.
Yeah. I mean Denver will probably lose Sunday to Cavaliers.
No, they won't.
You don't think so? Hey, the Cavs are scary coming out the East too. Hey,
they just got lit up tonight, I think, by
the Cavs.
Better check the math.
Hey, but either way, the Cavs can play, and so can the Knicks that lost the other night here too.
The Cavs are playing right now. They're playing Minnesota.
They're playing Minnesota.
79-88 with about 6
Minnesota
minutes left.
Winning that game.
What's that?
Minnesota up in that game?
Yeah.
And that's a team you got to worry about too.
No, man, so that's what I'm saying. I there's more teams that I'm worried about than OKC.
Okay.
Well, I mean, every single one of those teams are below you guys, right? And you guys are below OKC.
True.
For now. Just wait. Let's see what happens over the weekend.
He just really wants that number one spot.
I don't. I told you. I just need the top three. I don't give a fuck which one.
You're there. You're good.
Just relax. Just coast the rest of the season.
We can't coast. It's people coast. Can't do that. Can't coast.
No, I'm just saying you win the games you're supposed to. Yeah. You know, like against the Clippers, you might lose that, right? Just because the rest of the guys. Ask,
so this is we, I want to get to
say, you know, I don't want to get too far too much out here, so let's relax. Look,
I want to talk about the Clippers.
Because they're old, right?
No, I just want to talk about the Clippers because do you think so? That first, I got one question for you. Did you see James Harden try to? I know he's fucking around. Did you see him try to like fake block Kawhi's shot the other
night?
That
shit was comedy.
It was comedy, dude.
But I was like, I don't know what the fuck this nigga's doing.
Messing
but.
Around.
Do you think he just had like a strip club moment and he was like, I gotta go guard that nigga? You think he was on a different team for a minute?
Exactly, because that's what happened when you switch teams every other week.
Yikes.
For real, man. I thought this when that shit. I saw that shit.
We got the same jersey on. Shoot, I forgot.
like he was in the locker room. Hey, dog. I'm sorry about that shit. You know what I mean,
man?
Yeah.
Well, it happened.
Shit had me out. But anyways, man, I think the Clippers.
If they're healthy, they can be a problem. Kawhi's got back issues. And you know all the back issues.
Right now, they're top four team, right?
True.
Yeah, but so, Kawhi is not consistently in the lineup, and I think that hurts them.
That's been their biggest problem the whole time.
Yeah. Wow. Now, right now, if they lose, if Harden goes down, I don't really think they lose much. I'm sorry, but I don't.
This is a problem. You don't want them to lose so much that they switch places with the Mavericks or the Pelicans because that is a stronger play for them. Like right now the Mavs are sitting at 6 and they're a really good team too that could come out the West
the Mavs,
too.
The Mavs are a problem for
Mavs, Pelicans,
Timberwolves
could all be a problem. And they're all looking at that Mile High statue out there, the championship, because y'all are defending. And they hear all this Joker talk, and Joker is the bomb, and he's the king of the hill right now. And so you have to, in order to win a title, you're going to have to go through Joker, period.
Joker's just
a man. I mean, at least one series for somebody, right?
Yeah.
Joker's just a man of the people.
Whoa.
That's crazy. So looking at Denver's schedule, though, right? You guys got Timberwolves.
Could be a tough game.
Actually, sorry, let me go a little closer.
That'll be a very tightly contested.
So you guys got the Suns as far as what should be a tough matchup coming up soon, right?
We can win that game.
Then you got Minnesota the next, two nights later.
Mm. That'd be a tough one.
Then you got the Cavaliers 2 nights later.
Tough one.
You'll beat the Spurs.
Yep.
You got your Clippers.
Could be tough.
Can be, however. Could be
tough. Depends on
you who should you should beat. You should beat the Hawks. You should beat Jazz.
Yep.
And then your next last toughest game would be against Minnesota again.
Yep, and that's the last game.
That's the last hard game.
Mine might be the last.
In fact, that's the last home game.
Yep.
And then you got Spurs and Memphis.
Yeah.
Two cakewalks.
Yeah, I mean, home game. Yeah, last home game of the season.
Yeah. So, I mean, but the problem is,
real.
Those last tough real. Games that you're playing outside of Cleveland,
who will play?
You have to win.
Yeah, but it's so like by the time we play the last two or three games, will it matter? Like, that's what I'm saying.
It will.
Against Minnesota, I think that Minnesota game, you guys will have to play your starters against Minnesota.
Maybe. Right.
Find out. Maybe it will be. Maybe they won't. Who knows?
Well, I mean, but because right now, you guys are all a game and a half.
It's going to depend on – so I'll tell you what it's going to come down to. It'll come down to those last five or six games. Then it'll tell you if they're going to play them or not.
Well, if it's five games, you guys have the easiest schedule when it comes to the last five.
But that means
– You only have one tough game.
We all play 82, brother.
Yeah, but if
– Oh, no, they don't. Don't even no, say that.
Yeah,
don't
for real.
These niggas be sitting 60 games of the season just want to show up for the playoffs. Don't even say that.
But – the thing is that those other teams realize that they got to win too, because it's the seeding that they're trying to jockey for, based on whoever else. Because they see the matchups too. That
could fall out. Golden State could fall out.
I think Golden. It's either going to be Golden State or the Lakers.
As far as getting into the last play-in spot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So they all have to play, right?
Mm-hmm. But I don't. I think they all have to figure out
how to play and close that gap between 6 and 8.
I think Golden State lost too many games at the beginning of the season. That'll catch up to them.
Actually, it would be interesting to see those teams below. So Phoenix, who?
Or is Golden State winning tonight?
I don't know. I can check.
Let me see who they got.
The last four in the play-in are Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers, and Golden State. But this is the thing. If everyone's beating everybody up, Dallas could be in the playing game. So this is the problem. It depends on which one of those teams get in there. It could actually end up being kind of scary, those teams.
Well, because Warriors actually have the easiest schedule
on
paper.
Yeah, but they don't – but they ain't playing right, dude. I'm sorry, man, but I don't trust their style of basketball right now. I don't.
Actually, they don't have it that easy because they got Mavericks twice, Timberwolves. Yeah. And Lakers.
They're suspect to me, dude. I mean, I think outside of Steph, I think at some point the odd man out this time is I do think at some point they do move on from, or did they sign Draymond again?
Correct? Yeah. Yeah, he got resigned.
But Klay then is gone.
Klay is gone.
I think Klay is playing for his next, he's auditioning for his next place right now.
He'll get an easy job. There'll be 15 teams to want him.
Mm-hmm. But they might want him, but do they want to pay his money?
I mean, some of them will. I mean,
well, I guess I've seen dumber things done. So yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Hey, the NBA playoffs. Hey, they're coming up soon. We're talking about all that stuff. Yep.
Get your popcorn ready.
Also in the barbershop,
the Lakers aren't there, so we don't got to watch them again this year.
See, I can't believe this. You know, what would have happened? Because I hear nephew was super close to becoming a Laker. They really liked him. So what if he became?
I would have never bought a jersey of his. I can tell you that.
Come on.
I can tell you that.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
Marcy and Didi might rock him, but nah.
I was hoping for that.
I might wear the CU shirt just because it's close enough to the color.
I was super excited about that.
Nah, he should have just came to Denver and that would have been perfect.
Yes.
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 That is true. But there's a lot of teams eating crow now because they missed out on the star for real.
He went where he needed to go.
So. That's true. And he's doing his thing. So other barbershop talk before we get to the tournament. Hey, the mock drafts are out there. There's a lot of shit going on. But consensus from what I'm seeing out there looks like Caleb's going to Chicago. So
good luck to him out there.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, this is the thing. We can say that, but they have
in the last
that's true
30 years.
But this is, it looks like a different time, right? And what it reminds me of, and Suge, you can relate to this, they're reinventing themselves. They had to reinvent. They're getting a new stadium. They're going to do all these things. They have new GMs. They doing all this stuff, right? Just how the Broncos reinvented themselves years ago and changed all the stuff, right? And so they're moving that way. They got the most draft picks and the most money. They haven't spent on free agency. So they can go out there and get the best tackles, young, and they're young all the way through, right? So they've kind of built and start building where they're super young and stuff like that. Watch out for them. They could be a little scary
already. But I thought they, and this is where I differed on Marcus, because I know that's his, you know, Bears is his team and all. But I didn't think Fields was a problem. I don't. So I'm a big fan of, if it's not, you know, if you don't have to fix it, then what the fuck are you doing?
Well, he's got to be not all the way there where they're going to play Russ, and they've already announced that he's a starter in Pittsburgh.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if Fields would have, like, if you think Fields is that bad?
If Russell Wilson is starting in front of Fields.
Have they even had a competition to even say that they could?
You can look at film and you can tell the difference. Let's not forget, and I know you hate Russ, but Russ had similar stats as Mahomes this whole season. So let's not shy away from that. Yes, Russ had some bad. Hold on. He had bad seasons. He's had a couple of bad seasons, but he had a stellar season this year. The Broncos didn't have enough anything. We paid a lot of bullshit linemen and we had mediocre, if that, wide receivers. I have homeboys that can play better wide receivers than we have.
Right. So Mahomes didn't really have a spectacular year. They won the Super Bowl, but he didn't have a spectacular year.
It doesn't matter. He's the king of the hill, nigga, in the AFC West and in the league.
Russ, we know that Russ is not.
Okay.
So this is my thing about Chicago, right? So they got all the money. They got all the picks. So you use your picks however you want to use them. You still got to pay all those people, right? At some point or another, those rookie contracts are going to come due.
4 or 5 years, though. So you can get, they got to earn it. So they're going to play hard for those 4 or 5 years. So that's how you build.
I mean, you're the number one draft pick right now. Are you really playing for that? You already got paid.
True.
I mean, what's our boy? Jamarcus Russell, right? He got paid and never threw a football again.
Jerry Jeudy got paid and didn't do shit for a lot of years.
Well, yeah.
He just got paid again.
And I'm not disputing that maybe it's time for a change down there, right? But the time that you decided to change is when you went for Fields as well.
Listen, I think a lot of teams are just...
give him an opportunity to develop, because how many different coaches has he had?
Yeah, right. True.
Here's the thing. I think just going back to the talent of that kid, Fields, I think he is talented. I think he will start over Russ. It's just going to be a matter of time.
I don't know if they can keep Russ straight up.
He's more mobile.
Right kind of space for his type of football either.
Right, but he's period. He's taller. I can see over the fucking offensive line. He's got a stronger arm. He can throw the ball longer down the field than Russ. And the motherfucker can run the ball.
And guess what? And all that shit is null and void because Pittsburgh doesn't do any of that shit. They don't go long down the field. They don't scramble their quarterback outside and have him running. They don't bring
the cat to your team.
Because I think that they can be like, oh, he's a young talent. We can get him for cheap because they got him for pennies on the fucking dollar in the NFL.
They sure did.
Who?
They got both of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're free. They're both
they're
free.
They're both free. Because next year, Fields is due $25 million. Will he perform up to that? No.
Well, I mean, in Tampa, we paid a whole lot more than that for someone that's not worth that. But, you know.
you mad about homeboy?
He balls, though, for you.
Look, I've never liked the guy.
Hey, I would take that dude over Russ.
Mayfield. Yeah. They're the same kind. They're the same player.
Correct.
I don't think so.
They're the same player.
Same player. Same stature. They're the same player. Everything.
Hey, has he been able to win a playoff game?
Who, Mayfield?
Mm-hmm.
He won one, yes.
Okay.
But Russ won got a Super Bowl. Russ got a Super Bowl, sir, and went to two.
But yeah, Russ won a Super Bowl.
What are you talking about?
Russ didn't win a Super Bowl?
Not with the Broncos.
Oh, this guy. We got to get out of here. Hey, we got to get out of here on that.
Did he really win? Did he really win the Super Bowl?
Wow.
Because I can show you one that he lost.
Did Peyton Manning win Super Bowl 50?
No, he did not.
All right, then. But you know y'all give him credit for it, so we got to be quiet.
No, I do not.
We got to be quiet. Everyone gives him that.
I know who won Super Bowl 50.
Everyone gives him that.
Yeah. Is he even still on the team?
Yeah.
Who?
Actually, do you guys even have any Super Bowl people left on your team?
No.
They're gone. Wow. All of them are gone, bro.
Guess that was 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to get rid of
that. How fast things move.
It happens.
They do. So, yeah, man, shit.
Hey, let's talk about...
Hey, you could always be a Carolina Panther fan. Just think about that shit.
Ooh, it's terrible down there.
I mean, look, I've been a Tampa fan, so I understand how...
Hey, but y'all have won in the last decade, so you...
Barely.
A couple of times.
That time is almost up again.
Y'all won.
Not really. Tommy gave y'all a ring?
Yeah, I know, COVID, but that's 4 years ago.
Here we go.
You guys,
or 3 years ago, actually, but
You and your brother shared a quarterback. This is craziness.
Share your bed.
Shared a quarterback.
Share your bed.
The most loving thing to do is to share.
The worst part is he's gonna go sign a 1 day contract to get a rub and to retire.
Oh, let's talk about March Madness. So Jim Nantz is not calling the NCAA tournament games. Do you miss him? It's not the same.
Not the same.
But they have some young talent coming up. I do appreciate that Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie are still out there doing their thing. And they got some younger people trying to come out there. I think I heard Avery Johnson out there, which you recognize his voice immediately doing this stuff.
Yeah, but he's not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like having a skinny Kendrick Perkins out there.
Yikes.
I mean, you could hear how bad his English is.
But he knows the game, though. I'll give him that.
That's true.
I'm just clowning.
But we're talking college, though, right? So
sure.
We just kind of want to hear more of the background stories. I don't really care about. In fact, I don't even listen to the analysts. I hate listening to.
Agreed.
They'd be out there bringing up the wild, especially during the blowout games.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hear all that shit.
Get up. Yeah, you just.
They give a story like James Madison is out here getting that if they're getting their ass beaten, they're like, and this dude's dad was so and so and played on the rugby team and did all like, hey, thank you for the facts, but I don't give a fuck. It's James Madison. Yeah. Dog. Like that didn't help this kid at all.
Keep you tuned in to this blowout.
Yeah, like keep you tuned in.
Hey, I will say my man Bill Rafferty though was out there talking about, you know, he said something about I have my own ways to relax. And they asked him, well, what are those? And they kept pushing him on it. And he said something about like something about in a cloud or some shit. And I was like, I know what you're doing, sir.
Yeah. He blowing. Speaking of James Madison, they out here whooping on, Wisconsin a little bit.
Wisconsin. Yeah.
Really?
So,
yeah. They're up 10.
So yeah.
Wisconsin is suspect too, man. Like, there's a lot. So here's what I'll say about the NCAA. I know we're going to get to it in a second.
Let's get to it now.
There's a lot of these teams, man, that you would think, okay, well, their name, not even the Blue Bloods, but, you know, name alone don't get you
big programs. Yeah.
Yeah. Name alone don't get you shit anymore, man. These kids are showing up. They said, bring your game, not your name.
First off, it's not even kids anymore. It's all these old ass niggas. A lot of them are 26, 27. So you got basically NBA niggas out here playing with college because they can't get anywhere else. Like they're tweeners. Like they're like, oh, I'm not going to be great in the league.
Hey, them Grambling State dudes is old as fuck.
For real. And you can transfer in people. And that's how Kentucky got beat.
HBCUs came and got a little bit of bread and playing.
True.
But this is where we were kind of talking about before, right? Think about all the programs that have always been one and done.
For real.
Right? You can't build anything consistent with one and done. Mm-hmm. So now you got some of these other programs that have taken the time to actually build a program. And so the next issue now is going to be this NIL money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? So if some of these smaller schools can find a way to pay their people, I mean, like a Yale, who knows what they paid those kids, right?
Yeah.
To stick around.
For real. A lot of transfers too on that team.
They have a lot of
weapons. A lot of these teams got a lot of transfers, but on Yale's team, I think they had transfers as well.
But that's all going to be issues of the NIL now, right?
Right.
You play one season someplace, you kind of showcase your talent,
You go somewhere else.
Over, somebody's like, yo, come on over here. We're going to get you a car, a house, some that's little things to be in the crib for you.
I'm on my way.
And some bread.
Yeah, so I'm out.
I'm out. You got to see these NIL commercials, man.
You know what? It's about time that the players have some kind of power and just be like, hey, you can't mess with my eligibility. I'm the fuck up out of here so I can transfer.
But see, that's the part, though, that I think needs to change. I don't think you should be able just to jump ship every season someplace else. Look, I think there's going to end up being a limit put on transfers.
Look, I say two. You can limit it to two. I think I could be good with two. But sometimes you get recruited by a Rudy Poo coach, right? You transfer.
Right.
You go in there.
That should open you up to be able to leave.
You should be able to leave that first time. Then if you get with another coach and he's kind of shitty or you're not getting the playing time, you can be able to transfer to another team, and then that's it. And the reason
But play immediately or lose a year?
No, I say play immediately because guess what? Nah. You're not going to make the impact.
I think they need to bring back where you lose eligibility.
I say not because...
Take it away for COVID, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
So I think if you lose eligibility, it'll make you think twice about signing just for the money. Or sign in because that's the place you really want to be.
Well, and this, let's be clear. The transfer portal thing has changed the whole, like, outlook on stuff. So all these teams.
Look at what Deion did with football, right?
Right. But and
there's
so.
No build, there's no reason to say, let me bring these young kids here and mold you and develop you. I got to win today.
Win today. And so you look at all these rankings, and the NCAA hates them because of this. Mm-hmm. Because you see these rankings, and you're like, oh, all these teams, this is a top 25 based off of their recruiting class. This is their team. And all these people get excited and shit. And then they're like,
aren't even there the next season.
They're not even there the next season. They're transferring and shit. But who had the best transfer portal? And then they're like, oh, and, you know, you had Nick Saban talking about the NIL and the transfer portal. And he retired and shit.
That's out of the league.
Yeah. And then he ran to the government.
He said, I can't coach like this.
He went and go told daddy, like, hey, I'm sad about this. I don't understand.
Everybody talking about they want him to become the next commissioner. And come on.
Please.
Because because in my mind, it is going to take the old school style of coaching and recruiting just completely out of it, right?
Well,
Deion has brought a whole new level of recruiting to college sports.
You gotta relate to the kids. Kids don't want to fuck around. Like, it went for the longest time. Like, people were going to play for Lou Holtz and all that dude, and that dude mm-hmm. could barely keep his teeth in his mouth. So it's like shit like that. They can't relate to that. But you get a coach that's been to the league as a Hall of Famer doing all this shit or whatever. They can relate to that. And so they're on with that. Right. And so Deion is changing the face of that. Right. The UCLA coaching staff that they built out there could be special. They got everybody out there now. Right.
Potentially. Except their problem is they should have stayed in the Pac-12.
Where did they end up going?
No, they're going to a Big Ten or Big 12 or whatever the hell. Big
Ten. Oh shit! Yeah, they're gonna get their ass whipped.
And they went with South Carolina, right, or South California, right? USC. So the same kids that you've been battling, you're gonna still be battling to try to obtain from them. So
true.
You should have just stayed to where you could have offered those kids something a little different.
Did you mention Lou Holtz earlier a minute ago?
Yeah, because he couldn't keep his teeth in.
If you had to sit next to him, man, they just need to give you a towel. Or one of those.
Yeah, because he'd be like,
killed, man.
Yeah.
He'd be lighting your ass up, man.
But that's the old guard, right? You had Savings and all those guys, the old guys.
Reggie, we were just talking about getting you a job on TV. So if you have to sit next to him on a newscast, you wouldn't do
give
it?
You got to give me a shield. That's all.
There's
no COVID protection. COVID's over.
I can't say it's for religious purposes.
You just got to have a person, like an assistant, that in between segments and commercials, they come and wipe you down, nigga.
Can you come squeegee this shit off my head?
Hey, man, the NCAA has been crazy. There's a lot of brackets. There's no perfect bracket, as I said before, out there. There's some teams that are standing up and doing what they have to do. Alabama looks like they're going to pull out and win right now as we speak.
That might be the first SEC school to win.
Houston is up handedly by 14.
It should be.
Who was a team earlier that was destroying a team? Like, it was bad. UConn.
You know what I'm saying? Who was that? UConn.
Hey, UConn. Jesus, Lordy.
Good luck beating them, dude. Like, that's my squad. That's who I followed growing up, because we really didn't have a whole lot of people here. So growing up,
what does that mean? That you didn't have a lot of people here.
I mean, like
where were you living, Reggie?
I mean, I lived here my whole time, man. But I'm saying it's not like CU was beating down people's doors in hoops. Never. So I used to roll with them Big East teams, man. I was a Georgetown cat, and I liked UConn.
I think everybody fell in love with Georgetown because of Coach.
For real.
Yeah, he was like a black superhero, man.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. I mean, I took in all the brackets that I filled out, all of them either have UConn or Houston. I mean, I think those are the two teams to me.
I think Houston's going to get it.
I think so.
We'll see. Because
their path seems a lot easier.
Their path is easy, but when they have to play somebody, sometimes they go to sleep.
Yeah, when they go play big teams, they don't do good with big teams. Baylor, Iowa State, Iowa State?
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State just beat the brakes off of them, dude. And it wasn't in the title game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but it's good to get that kind of loss out of the way before you get here.
True.
Yeah, but you don't want to end up, because I mean that shit could transfer over too if you think about it.
Well, it could carry. There's no layover on this because they're up 23-9 right now.
Yeah, but they playing Longwood.
Why you talk bad about Longwood? We found out where the place was, Farmville. That's a game on Facebook or something.
Yeah, they're going to come find us. Don't fuck around with the Longwood.
That's you guys, man.
Good luck to the tournament. CSU made it as well, and Leslie Jones still crying, looking for Booger's ass.
Oh, come on, man. You got to leave Leslie alone, man. They fought, man. But unfortunately, when you transfer to your in-state rival, you should have stayed your ass where you was, and you'd be winning.
Man, you fucking sorry ass.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, man. I'm, and some people might say, oh, you're a hater and this and that.
I mean, everybody already know me. I hate everything CSU.
Yeah, man, I can't even talk about that. Why would you even consider doing that?
Because you could go be the man there. He wasn't going to be the man here.
Was he? And was he even close to being shit up there?
Yes, he was the man there. He was the man there.
No, he was not.
Reg, he was the man there.
Was the man there, dude.
He's the man too, but that dude was the man. Like, if they didn't have
Clifford.
If Clifford was not there, they would be in worse shape. They wouldn't have been there. They were ranked most of the year.
Oh, but that was a false ranking.
They ranked.
What happened? You saw what happened with your ranking.
They ranked at home right now.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a Buff, and they whooped our ass.
They want to talk about how they got us, right?
They whooped us.
We're still moving along.
We moving on up. We won two games, not one.
Oh, come on. We going to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah. I don't know.
If we can get Marquette, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, we could get bounced to the next round, and that's definitely possible.
I mean, really, we should.
We play today, if you can score today and score anywhere close to 80 points, you can beat Marquette.
I'm telling you.
Well, no, right. But if we beat Marquette, we're moving on. I can guarantee you that.
KJ Simpson, man, is definitely a guy who's going to be playing at the next level.
I think a lot of those guys will that are on that squad right now.
I agree. They'll all get looks. What's the big dude?
Lumpkin.
Yeah, he's gonna play somewhere because he's big.
But he better figure out how to get in shape, because this whole lazy shit that he be playing is not gonna work.
His hands are not that great. They throw it in the post, and it's just like he's always dropping the ball and fumbling and shit. Like, get that shit together.
But he got moves though for being a big man.
For real, he is agile. He's agile.
But he just take too many damn plays off.
He'll be a journeyman.
That's all right. Hey, get that money.
Get that fucking
money.
There's
not going to be a G League, so go get your money.
For real.
I need some. If you got another a year of eligibility.
Yeah, you're right. Stay
your ass there.
Wait, I got to
get like one of them dealerships there in town to get you a deal.
Hey, I got a question.
Come down to Mach 9 Ford. We got all these NIL deals out here today.
Kiko, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Utah State or TCU?
TCU.
Okay. I picked TCU too, but Utah State has the higher seed out of both of them. So they play later on.
The reality is, though, TCU is one of those teams that I think hasn't lived up to their potential this season yet either.
Sure.
So this is the time to show.
Whoever wins that game has got a tough matchup against Purdue.
Yeah, and Purdue to me was they kind of coasted through the year. They kind of knew they were good in a lot of games. The games that they lost, sometimes I was like, man, why are these cats losing? I think our friend Ali lost a lot of money in DraftKings.
On betting against or betting for Purdue?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong.
I mean, but you know, that's basketball country over there, though. So, I mean, that's not a bad move.
Yeah.
Man, I really need James Madison to win against Wisconsin to go play against Duke. That would be great.
Well, you might not want all that.
It could be beautiful.
They're up pretty good right now.
They are.
What's the score?
16-23.
Hey, the game of the – that there's going to be some good games actually tomorrow, Saturday. Oregon and Creighton, Texas, Tennessee, Gonzaga, Kansas, right? And those are tomorrow. What else is tomorrow? North Carolina State and Oakland is going to be closer than what we think.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That guy's doing DoorDash tonight. So
getting ready. Hey, I got a question for y'all. What time that CSU plane landing tomorrow?
Oh, come on, man.
You said what time the plane land? They're already at home.
Yeah. That's cold blooded.
They're already up there.
Y'all enjoy the games at home.
North Carolina and Michigan State play each other. That's always going to be a matchup. Izzo always shows up there.
Yeah, they pulled off an offset last night, right?
Yeah. And then there's going to be some really good games on Sunday, depending on what happens the rest of the night tonight. So shout out to the NCAA for putting on a
tournament. Shout out to Pac-12, 5-0.
For real. Well, this is it of the Pac-12, really. But
well, yeah.
So
man, I wish we were so close. But I wish we could have got that against.
Well, homeboy didn't show up the game. The nigga decided to play today, but he didn't play against Oregon.
That's like you said, it's sad, right? You let one guy dominate the shit out of you for 5 minutes. For
maybe real. He was like the dude in Wildcats. He was just they didn't motivate him right.
Maybe.
What was his name? What was the big dude's name in Wildcats?
Finch.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let's we got the Beats of the Week coming up, and that's sponsored by Nerdy Gentlemen. Hey, shout out to everyone that's buying the periodic T-shirts for March Madness and has gotten them and is enjoying them. We have pretty much all the teams, and if we don't, we'll find them. So head to nerdygentlemen.com for your great periodic college gear. So, Beats of the Week, what we got, Shug?
We coming at you with two bangers, man. The first one, which one do you want to do first? You want to do old or new?
You tell me.
Let's actually hit him with the new first.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, the old is so cold that we'll just ride out on that one. So why don't we go ahead and start with the new beat this time?
Okay.
The newer school beat. This is from 2021. We're going to hit y'all with that Primo Rice. This is No One featuring Larry June.
And bitch, when you leave, don't come back either, huh? Straight up.
This your karaoke
game? Yeah, it might be.
I taught that game. Niggas, that's me.
I'm doing my thing.
Put the bitch in position. Racking, stacking. Bitch, we gotta get it. Bitch, we on a mission. Ay. Bitch, you gotta listen. Numbers. It's mandatory. So no catting with. She's dancing for it. And bringing back tickets. Rice. A rack a day. Rack a not day. Bad, but let's triple it. Back to the motherfucking city. Had to jump fresh. She hit four dubs. So I'm sliding a Van Ness. I met the bitch at the marina. After that, poured up on Sabrina. What's happening? Don't check me, nigga. Check the hoe. She made her only fans because the time was slow.
Yes,
slow.
Sir. I
thought that shit be hidden. So swipe up, bitch. Let's get it.
What's get happening? It.
Indeed, man. That's that.
That's straight pimp music. They was getting it.
They was getting it on that. And Primo's got like he's got some bangers out there too, man.
He for real does. Let's be clear. It's not the Kendrick music you heard today or the lyrics and shit you heard today. But if you riding and you're in a mood and you just want to go hard on a bitch or just feel real pimpish, you get on that Primo Rice, the Larry Junes, you know, those kind of cats, the Jay Worthies, and they'll get you right.
And you know where they come from, because you can always hear the old school in their beats. And I know this next song that we're getting ready to play, man, I know y'all have heard this at some point in the riding in the back of your parents' car.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Doing all kinds of stuff out there in the streets. I'm sure that this is something that, you know, y'all heard before. So let me get this up real quick. But E, you know, tell me about the SOS band, man. What are some of your favorite cuts?
Well, I mean, they had Still Care, right? They had that one. But the thing that messes with you with the SOS band, right? And a lot of bands in history, these old school cats, is they sold their rights, right? Or they didn't have them, or the label outsold them. So when you go look for this old school music, sometimes it ain't out there. So you got to get the karaoke version of that shit. And it's real tough. And you're like, where's the original? And some company like Johnson & Johnson or whatever owns the right to the music and shit.
Did you say Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, for real. Like, there'd be like little, like big ass companies will own like the most popular songs. So they could do their
commercials. Yeah, I got you.
And they get all the streaming money and all the rights to it, like when it's played on TV and stuff. So it gets super interesting. So. But yeah, they you know, SOS was real funky back in the day, and had a lot. I mean, your uncles was probably wearing.
I was gonna ask if this was during your time.
No, it was way before me, because my uncle and them had a Jerry Curl with penny loafers and no socks with this joint.
I'm gonna say this: some of y'all niggas is here because of this song.
Uh oh.
I know, not me. Maybe you other two.
Yo. Oh,
that was some funny shit, man. But yeah, this is the SOS band. No One's Gonna Love You. And this is just a cold ass. This is a cold ass cut. So we're gonna hit this one right here.
Let's hit it. They be having long intros and shit on this motherfucker, though.
That's how you get paid.
All I know about this is the Spice One.
Yeah, he sampled that shit for real.
Yeah.
You can always tell what record, like what music was on record.
Yeah.
That's some cold shit, man, right
there. For real. You could tell by how she came in on that. You could tell that she, because her voice was kind of deeper. It wasn't like a higher pitch. So she had like a Jerry Curl and she used to smoke Newports.
Mm-hmm. She did.
For real.
Them Newports is out there, man. Them shits is real.
Shout out, Book. Yeah, so that's our beats of the week, old school and new school. We love that. Hey, we're at the time of the show where we give our shout outs. And then we'll give you our thank yous to the Red Cup Nation and everything for kicking it. So, hey, man, Kiko, you haven't been here a while, man. Give your shout outs and then we'll give ours and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. For me, it's always all about fam. So one love to the fam. Special congrats to my brother for his plus one, his plus one.
Yes, indeed.
So we got a new little nephew in the crib. So, you know, congrats to him and his lady, Miss Portilla. So for me, that's what it is. We're going to roll into spring break week here and see what's good. Going to roll down to the H, see that some of the fam over there. So, Reg, if you need me to say what's up to your people, let me know.
Oh, I can get you out that way, man. Yeah.
But that's it, though. But on all serious note, appreciate everybody. Appreciate your listeners. It's always a good time to get on here with you guys.
Shook.
Right on, man. As always, man, shout outs to you fellas. Shout outs to the Red Cup Nation. Shout outs to the listeners. We appreciate y'all for fucking with us. And, you know, tell some more people so they can get on this train as well. And we can go, we can show y'all this new thing we riding on here to tell you about the new world of sports we bring to you with Barbershop Talk. We talk real. We don't, no fluff, no bullshit. We're going to really tell you what we think about things. Even if we're wrong, we still going to think we right. And that's how it is in the Red Cup Nation. So appreciate everybody for fucking with us. And so much, man. You know, that I'm going to say shout outs to the Hard Knock Slicers. Hope y'all are out there getting it. It's time to get them clubs swinging. Hopefully it's the last of the little bitch ass snow that we've had.
It's coming here on Monday, man.
Yep, Monday again.
Yeah, but not like it'll be gone. But what I'm saying is we ain't getting that shit that's sticking around.
What do you mean? I just had to shovel some off my yard today.
Today?
Yeah.
Man, you better. You be in the shift. Your shit faces south.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. So, but yeah, man, just shout outs to the fellas, man. And that's about it. So over to you, E.
Man, shout out to the Fam Bam. Shout out to the body spritzers that the ladies used to wear in the strip clubs. Y'all the real MVP. Y'all remember them?
Spritzers.
Remember them spritzers?
You didn't even say perfume, y'all.
Yeah. There was one of them that's like super special. It was like from Victoria's Secret. Hold on. I got that.
Body spritzer or something else?
It was a body spritzer. It was a Love Spell.
Memories. Oh shit.
It was called Love Spell. So shout out to Love Spell.
Oh, you even know the name. Yeah. Man, let's see if we can get Victoria's Secret to sponsor a segment.
Sponsor the Red Cup Boys.
Shout out to Audi Cooks of Iowa State. She put up 40 points today. She had a coming out party in the ladies NCAA tournament. Yeah, she was balling. Shout out to the CU Buffs, men's and women, for their wins today. Shout out to the ladies that were lined up out at the petty and manicure place salon out here, lined up here. I see y'all out there trying to get your scrapers right. Appreciate that.
Flip flop season's in effect.
It is, but make sure you get the right size. Yeah. Don't have your shit hanging over, man. We've seen a few of those. And they be scraping and dragging, so get your right size, please.
Make sure that, you know, remember, life is all about steps. So you got to do one thing before the other. You know what I mean? So you can't be out here. You got to make sure you go get everything taken care of before you put your feet in them shoes.
For real.
Not the other way around.
For real. And then
shout out. Out here busted. Don't be out here busted like these brackets.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, it's tough. Shout out to everyone out there. Shout out to Thad. He just had surgery on his knee. He's recovering good. They had to go in and clean up his knee and stuff. So shout out to him for recovering. Shout out to Booga being in love. You know, it's love season. Shout out to the Tax Teddies. Your season is almost over because that tax money is almost spent.
You think some of them left on Monday after the snow melted?
Oh, for sure they did.
They bolted. They was out.
They bolted. They borrowed their girl's Ultima and was out of there. Let's see. Who else I got to shout out? I think that's about it, man. Shout out to the Hard Knock Slicers. Golf season's in full effect. Go listen to the Don't Be Alarmed We're Negroes podcast. There'll be a new episode next week. We're building up to the Masters. We cover everything from the LIV to the PGA. To anything else, what we're hating on in a week. We have crazy characters there, and that includes Cousin Boog and Cousin Chachi and Marcus Darling. So that's a good time, so go check us out on that podcast too. We're growing on both platforms, not only this one, but that one also, and growing at a steady pace, and it's something we love to do. Continue to be safe out there. If you're sipping and watching March Madness at a bar, make sure you Uber home, because I've seen a lot of people get cracked yesterday. So easy out there. That's about it. Shug, we out of here. What's up?
We always say, man, check in on your people, man. It's important. You know, it's spring again.
Yes, it is.
Time to get out here and be active. Don't be, you know, sometimes motherfuckers be working a lot and doing a lot of shit. Now is the time to put that shit aside if you can and get out while you can, man. Because I don't know about y'all, but this year is flying the fuck by.
Yeah, it is.
It'll be summer before you know it, man. So, you know, like we tell you, take care of yourself and also take care of your family. Take care of each other, man. And on that note, we out this bitch. We'll see you in the next edition of Red Cup Boys. On that note, over to you, E.
Oh.
Red Cup Boys, come out to play, yay. Red Cup Boys, come out to play, yay.
The Red Cup Boys. The Red Cup Boys.